In these verses, Jesus is giving his disciples a promise that even though he is leaving, he's going to send one like him, another helper. And the word helper there is paraclete. It's the word in Greek that means one who come alongside of us to speak on our behalf, to be our advocate. It's a word that is used of Christ in 1 John 2. When John reminds us that we have one an advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of the Father that stands to defend us. And so Jesus is promising us here that when he leaves, he will send another helper. Now, do you notice how Jesus here points out the unity between him and the Father? In verse 20, we read, "In that day you will know that I am in my Father." And again, he says there in verse 20, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will also be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Jesus is displaying not only that the Father and the Son are united, but they're working together. That those who delight in the Son will be loved by the Father. And he says that same unity exists with the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, Jesus says he will teach you all things and bring them in remembrance, all that I have said to you. You see, the Holy Spirit does not reveal different things than what Jesus has revealed. No. Jesus will go on to say in these verses, in chapter 6, he will go on to say that he will teach what he has received from me. He brings you the truth that he has learned from me. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are working together. That's why the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. Because he brings the truth that Jesus has revealed home to his disciples and to his church. We see this in the Gospels, don't we? You know, boys and girls, those moments where we see this in John 2, for instance, where Jesus says something and the disciples are clueless. And we are told by the gospel writers, they did not understand what he was saying, but later they remembered and understood. Why did they understand later? They understood later because the Spirit of Truth came. The other helper, the one who came and brought the truth into their lives, shining the light and bringing the understanding of God so that all of a sudden They knew what Jesus was really doing. That while they were clueless before, now that the Spirit has come, they are no longer clueless, because He has come to teach them. And so this brings home to us that the Holy Spirit works in harmony with Christ and with the Father. Now, why is that so important? Because that is bringing home to us that the Holy Spirit, as we confess in the Creed, is God Himself. He shares in all the fullness of God. He is not a mere power, a force. No. Notice Jesus very explicitly here in verse 16 and 17 drives home that He is a person. He calls Him by the personal pronoun He. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it, the world, neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit, Jesus makes very clear, is seen and known by us, by His disciples, and more than that, He moves into our hearts and lives. He comes home to us. Now, this is astonishing, isn't it? Because He is God Himself, we are reminded here that what Jesus promised when He says, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. He brings this union between Him and the Holy Spirit home to us. Paul would call the Holy Spirit in Philippians 1, verse 19, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. And Luke in Acts would call Him the Spirit of Jesus in Acts 16, verse 7. And these references bring home to us that what we have here in John is not unique. The way in which Jesus promised, He says there in verse 20, in that day you will know that I am in My Father, and you in Me, and I in you. How is Jesus in us? He is in us by the Holy Spirit. Now, why is this important? Because it brings home to us that we cannot separate out neatly the persons of God in such a way that the Holy Spirit works independent from Jesus Christ? No. Some have criticized the Heidelberg Catechism because it seems, especially if this is the criteria they go by this Lord's Day, it seems to speak very sparingly about the Holy Spirit. Is it undermining the work of the Holy Spirit by being so brief? No. Actually, it's in character with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit's whole focus is to make much of Christ. You know, when you flip the switch as you walk into your house, the electricity lights up the room. Now, you don't see the electricity, do you? If you see it, you're in trouble. But you see by it. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit draws our attention to Christ. He makes much of Christ. He exalts Christ. So how do you know that you have the Holy Spirit when you know Christ and you make much of Christ? When you delight yourself in Jesus Christ? Why is that? It's because the Holy Spirit is moving your heart to see Christ. Let me ask you, do you love Christ? Is it evident to those who live with you that you love the Lord Jesus Christ? Can those you work with tell that Jesus is the one to whom you belong? The Holy Spirit alters us. Now, the Catechism is beautifully brief. Not only is the Holy Spirit eternal God with the Father and the Son, but he has also given to me. We have said this already, but let me just bring that home in one more way. When Jesus says he will dwell with you and will be in you, he will be in you. Paul in Ephesians 1 says that the Holy Spirit is the down payment on our future glory. He is the down payment of heaven. Now, you know, when you buy a home, you make a down payment, which means it's your house, even though the bank owns it, most of it. But you've made the down payment, and in the end, you will own it. The Bible uses that language in a more beautiful way, that the moment we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, comes. Now I have to, I'll nuance that more in a moment. But it is the Holy Spirit that is the down payment of heaven that we possess, which means heaven is in us already before we are in heaven. That's the beauty of the presence of the Holy Spirit in the believer. Now, what does the Holy Spirit do? Notice, the Catechism says that through true faith, he makes me share in Christ and all his benefits. The Holy Spirit brings home all of the benefits that we have in Jesus Christ into our lives. Now, do you think we should go through all these benefits tonight? We'll be here when the youth group has to leave around 2 o'clock. And we might be here at 6:30 when the cadets have to leave. And if the preacher knows what he's doing, we'll still be here next week this time. We cannot begin to enumerate all the blessings and benefits. So that's your assignment. To think and meditate on what it is. But let me just begin. We are by nature children of wrath. We are spiritually dead, says Paul, in our trespasses and sins. So how do we even have an appetite for spiritual things? That's what the Holy Spirit does. He comes in all those for whom Christ died. And he works life in their hearts. So that when they hear the gospel, they respond in faith. And where does that faith come from? It's not generated by themselves. It is the Spirit that works that faith in our hearts. So really, all that we need, the beginning of our Christian life, is secured for us by this gift of the Holy Spirit. And that work that the Spirit begins, he never ends. He is the Holy Spirit. So he labors to make us like Christ, to make us holy. And he's very patient. Very patient. Because he knows us. But he is always at work. Paul, in 2 Corinthians Chapter 3, explain that work of the Holy Spirit in a marvelous way. He says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And in verse 18, and we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Now, what is he saying here? He is saying that the Holy Spirit brings us face to face with Jesus Christ. He shows us the glory of Christ. And as we see the glory of Christ, he transforms us into the image of Jesus Christ. That's how he makes us holy. If you have known Christ for a number of years, you must surely to be able to testify to this experience, that there was a time in your life where you were enamored by certain things, maybe innocent, maybe not so innocent, but over a certain amount of years you find yourself losing all interest, all desire for those things. Why is that? Because the Holy Spirit is at work, freeing us from sin more and more. Is that evident in your life? That you are more and more like Christ today than you were 5 years ago? Are you seeing progress? The Spirit is working to draw us to Christ. There is one more benefit that I'll emphasize. In Romans 8, the Apostle Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit enables us to call God Father. He is the Spirit of adoption, which reminds us who we are. But then the Holy Spirit knows our weakness. And when we find ourselves in those places in life where we are so beaten down, so worn out, that we can't even find the words to pray. We want to pray, but we don't even know what to say. And Paul says, right there, the Spirit comes. In verse 26, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This is incredible, isn't it? We are reminded here that in our deepest moments of despair and groaning, the Holy Spirit knows what we need, and He prays perfectly for us so that we receive exactly what we need. and the Father hears him. Not only Christ intercedes for us perfectly at the Father's right hand, but here Paul says the very Spirit that is granted us, living in us, that knows our needs better than we do, are able to bring them to the Father. Do you see the wonderful gift that God gives us in the Holy Spirit? And that's why you and I can know that we will persevere to the end. Because the work that God has begun in us, He will complete. And the gift of the Holy Spirit brings that home. God Himself comes to us. I will not leave you as orphans, says Jesus. I will come to you. And He comes to us in the Holy Spirit. Amen.